Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, where in the hell are we? Oh, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 19th day of May, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by Henry Shively and John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029. And hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself today. Well, it's currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's still raining. It's raining. I'm sick of fucking rain. Had enough. Thank you very much. That being said, how's the weather today out there in central Nazi Joysy, John?
Henry, well, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, well, we've got 64 degrees, high patchy clouds, and man, the wind is just pure violence out there. I mean, you step outside, you almost feel like you're getting beat up. But I'd rather be beat up by the wind than by the tyranny that is constantly falling down on us out here now. And actually across the whole country, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Any particular tyranny eating at you today?
No, not really. I had nothing in particular in mind to open up with, so I don't know what you got for the top story here that you'd like to address.
Well, we got judge declares Oregon coronavirus restrictions null and void, and of course we know what the reasoning is going to be, and it's going to be because it's a violation of the 9th article of the Bill of Rights, which means it's a violation of the complete Bill of Rights. And it isn't because it's the 10th article declares that the Bill of Rights is the law for the state of fucking Oregon, just like it is every other state in the union. But we'll certainly find out what they're saying.
Okay, sounds good, Henry.
Be right back. Take your break. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the
state
of Jefferson.
Bringing you the Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively
and John D. Alrighty, judge declares Oregon's coronavirus restrictions, quote, null and void. This is from Associated Press. It was sent in by Shalom for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A county judge has declared Oregon Governor Kate Brown's coronavirus restrictions, quote, null and void, because she did not have her emergency orders approved by the legislature. You see, this is what we said they were pushing for all along, just like they did with DACA. You know, Obama said 25 fucking times he did not have the authority to do DACA. Only the Congress can steal your country away from you and give it to somebody else. Well, no, they can't.
Well, Henry, this sounds a little bit like the reasoning that they're going to use later on. Well, of course we can put you at the edge of a ditch and blow your brains out. The legislature approved it.
They sure that it's exactly what they're doing, John. Baker County Circuit Judge Matthew, looks like Shirtcliffe, made the ruling Monday in a lawsuit brought by churches that had sued saying the social distancing directives were unconstitutional. It's not, I'm sick of that. Shove your unconstitutional up your fucking ass. The Constitution is a separate document. They are a violation of the supreme law of this land, the supreme ratified law of this land, the authority and the jurisdiction of the people of this land. In particular, the 9th article, which says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. That means no authority can exist in the Constitution that denies or discourages a right retained by the people. And the enumerated rights in the Bill of Rights, the written down, absolute, ratified written law of the Bill of Rights, is absolutely one of those retained by the people. And then the 10th article goes on to say, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, prohibited by it to the states. Now, that's the Bill of Rights never had nothing to do, or the Constitution, nothing to do with the individual states. Right there is the proof that absolutely, yes, it does. It's written in simple third grade English. It says it right there, or prohibited by it to the states. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it. What is it? That Constitution, or prohibited by the Constitution to the states, are reserved to the respectively to the people, or to the states, or to respectively to the people. So when they come around here, that includes the legislature. You see, that includes the whole fucking government of the state.
Do you see the framework they're setting up here? Because you've also got this article, which seems to be plastered all over the media lately, this Harvard Law School emeritus professor, Alan Dershowitz, who says, you have no right to refuse to be not vaccinated, you have no right to not wear a mask, and you have no right to open up your own business.
I did happen to look at that article, and Alan Dershowitz is going to get a rope put around his treasonous fucking neck, because he too is under the fucking authority of that fucking Bill of Rights. Every American in this country, every American national is under the authority of that Bill of Rights. It wasn't just written as a fucking counter to government. It was written as written law that we will live by. It is the common law.
It's not just a suggestion?
It's not the Bill of Suggestions, John. It's the Bill of fucking Rights, and it's ratified. But yeah, I saw Dershowitz on that thing, and I was watching this morning, and this Dr. Mark Siegel, he's been their expert on Fox News, and they're coming up and talking about...
They always find experts that supports their position. Did you notice that?
Oh, well, these are... Yeah, complete communists. I mean, the whole fucking lot of them, left, right, up, down, backwards, conservative, liberal, all this horse shit. It all comes down to just, it's fucking communism. And these people who think that Donald Trump is somehow their knight in shining armor on a white horse and he's against communism, had better fucking check out his record. And because he's the one that said, we'll take the guns first and then we'll do the due process. Is he so retarded he doesn't understand what due process is? What does due process mean? It means that you have to go through a process before you can. I mean, that's what the game they're playing with us here, with these orders, executive orders from these fucking governors. They have no fucking jurisdiction. I don't care if the legislature did pass an emergency. We passed an act that said in an emergency for 30 days, the governor can fucking be a dictator. No. No, that would violate that 9th article. That 9th article, because the state is chartered under the fucking the federal government under that Constitution. And that Bill of Rights is ratified by every fucking state. So it is the absolute law of this fucking land in every state. And it was ratified by representatives of the people, not appointed delegates like the appointed fucking Star Chamber judges for the United States Corporation. So, no, you're not going to sell this to us. The fucking legislature will hang, too. Let the legislature try to fucking violate the ninth article and hence the 10th article and hence the whole Bill of Rights, and you will fucking hang. It's coming to it, people. Because, I mean, they're talking, they come on every day and they go, well, this state here is backed off on the restrictions. They call them restrictions, you know. They'll call them restrictions, they'll call them rules, and then the orders, and they keep throwing that orders in there. Like, the three things are synonymous with one another, and they fucking are not. A restriction you come from an order. It'd be, you're restricted from doing something. You can't restrict me from doing anything. Only a common law jury can restrict me, order me to do anything that I don't want to do. Plain and fucking simple. And you have to go through the entire procedural due process in the Bill of Rights from the fucking complaint with the affidavits. If it's criminal, then I get my preliminary process. You have to get an indictment. You have to hold a fucking trial. And a jury has to give the order. You cannot, no government official has that fucking authority. None. Not President fucking Hairpiece or fucking Kate Brown. None. And what they're doing
isn't that what communists love to do, though, is skip over that due process missing step?
That due process, John, is the only thing standing between them and their new world order. Their new world government. Their new world fucking cashless society where they, and their new world chipping of you so that they can turn, like enemy of the state, turn off your fucking life with a push of
button.
Don't forget about injecting us. Pardon?
Don't forget about injecting us too, because according to Dershowitz, well, that's a government right.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about, this old Mark Siegel here. They were talking about that malaria drug. And evidently Trump, he's taken it. You know, he's decided to take it, whatever. But this son of a bitch is talking about it, and he goes, he said that, you go to the doctor, and the treatment is the doctor's decision. And no, it fucking is not the doctor's decision. That you are not in the custody of the doctor. The way that doctor is just another son of a bitch in different clothes. They think that fucking putting clothes on people gives them some kind of fucking authority that trumps the fucking supreme law of this land. You cannot order. And a doctor, you go to a doctor, a real fucking doctor, and if you have an ailment, the idea is that you're going to diagnose that ailment. And then once you find out what's wrong with you, the doctor's going to say, well, there's this treatment that works for it. And you choose.
The doctor, or, hey, you can choose not to do any of them.
You sure as hell can, John. You can say, I'm not going to do anything about it. But, I mean, this motherfucker had the nerve to say that the doctor makes the choice. Well, you know what, you fat face motherfucker? I will fucking hang your ass. I will. This is going to come to a halt. The people have had enough of this fucking dictatorial fucking shit that is unlawful under our law. You are in complete violation of our law. We fucking outnumber you. We out fucking gun you. And we will squish you like a fucking bug. And send your blue helmets in and we'll fucking litter this fucking country with their goddamn bodies. You better get used to the fucking idea that this is going to end. Your fucking corporation, your unlawfully created treasonous corporation is coming to an end. Your unlawful treasonous 14th Amendment declaring us subjects is going to come to a fucking end. We do not belong to you. You have no custody over us. The only way anyone could get custody over us is through the procedural due process in that fucking ratified absolute law known as the Bill of Rights. And you can't even, as a fiduciary, a part of the fiduciary, you can't even enter the fucking court. You have to come in as a private fucking party. And if you think you could pull this shit off like that, I'd love to want you try it. I'd love to face you in a common law court. The suit had also argued that emergency powers only last for a month, and after that, Brown would have needed legislative approval, the judge agreed. Well, the power never existed. The power never could exist. It's forbidden by the Ninth to the federal Constitution, and everything else flows down from there. The power flows down from there. It's not supposed to now. It's supposed to flow up from the people. But it does flowed down because it is the people who created the fucking Bill of Rights and ratified the Bill of Rights. This is our fucking authority. And it is at the top. It is at the very, very top. You look way up there with your fucking binoculars, clear past that fucking Bill of Rights, your state fucking Bill of Rights, your state fucking constitution, which you don't have. I'm talking about your letter, your papers of incorporation. You look clear way past them, way back up, almost up to the fucking moon. Then you'll see that Bill of Rights. That's the people. The people stand above the fucking, your phony fucking, well, the bottom line is, this is a fucking occupation. It has to be shot out of here. There's no other way to go about it. They have unlawfully removed the courts, so there is no courts for us to go into and fucking, you know, cite our rights and demand, you know, just like the mandamus on the front page of the site. And that's law cited and an order to obey. Well, you know, I was pretty pissed when they fucking actually had to see, nobody signed that. There was no fucking signature on it. It was typed in there, you see. It was all hokey. It was really a piss poor job at fucking treason. But the bottom line is, it pissed me off. I gave you a lawful order. You answered, oh, that's just ridiculous. No, what's ridiculous is your fucking corporation. You created that not only without authority, but in violation of the law. You're a fucking criminal. And everything you've done with that fucking corporation is, I mean, your courts, they're non-existent. They're the poisonous fruit of the poisonous tree. They don't exist. They have no authority over any American national. They just fucking don't. That's what this fucking law that I got in front of me says. But, you know, onward and upward with Kate Brown. I mean, I said they were going to do this. That the same fucking game they played with the fucking DACA. Did they get rid of DACA, John, by the way?
Oh, I think they put a bow on it.
They put a fucking bow on it, and some fucking star chamber fucking judge appointed by the corporation who gave the illegal fucking DACA fucking order. Because that's all it is. It's a policy order without fucking law behind it. I don't remember no ratification for fucking DACA. They would have to do a national referendum to get the people to give the okay to let one fucking person into this goddamn country. Plain and simple. And it'd have to be an honest vote. And if anybody said no, then their portion of what that person would get from America by coming here, they would get to keep it. You would have to take it from them through that due process, through that common law court, only a jury. That's why it was set up that way. That's why, you know, they always talk about, they'd already put it in place, you know, like the attorney general. They did it legal. They did it legal, but they put that attorney general in place, so there's no, yeah, that's why the fucking Bill of Rights contained that ninth article. To eliminate that attorney general idea that they had. I guess it's a cabinet seat. Well, it would be a part of the judiciary. I mean, but they created a fucking office they changed the Constitution without going through the ratification process. And in doing so, our claims that, well, we changed it now. The government's in charge of the law. Well, the Bill of Rights says in the ninth article that you don't have that power. You do not have the power to fucking nullify any of our fucking rights or any of our procedural due process. It is the procedural due process that they're after, people. Because if you have to go through the procedural due process, it has to be the people taking the rights away from the people, and the people aren't going to do it. The people are not going to fucking side with the government against the people. I mean, that was one of the things that even the phony founding fathers like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson's the one that wrote the mandamus I was talking about. You'll find it in that book, The Constitution That Never Was. He wrote a fucking mandamus ordering them to obey the goddamn law because they at first Congress completely fucking, they disobeyed the law. And there was no consequence for it because the people are the ones that would have had to do something about it. And they fucking didn't do it. They should have right then and there just fucking went in and killed every son of a bitch in one of them. Because their intent was pretty fucking clear. I mean, when the goddamn Adams stood up and said, let's declare a king. That should have, they don't intend for us to all be equal here now, do they? They intend to fucking be Well, the aristocracy and us be the peasants, I think. It's like I was watching today.
They wanted to crown a king, didn't they?
They did, John. But he's so graciously.
And what's the name of this virus? The coronavirus. Corona is Spanish for crown.
Yep.
Sounds to me like the elites are moving in to get their crown, Henry.
They are. See, they were supposed to just set that crown on Hillary Clinton's head. I mean, they were supposed to. They had communists had reported back to their international counterparts that they had America. I mean, they had America. It was done. All we got to do is seat her and put. I mean, they even were talking about it like that. She's going to be ordained and crowned, and it was like it was a done fucking deal. But
and they were going to bring in the holy oil and rub her on the forehead with it too, although she would burst into flames with that.
Exactly, but there was, I mean, the multi-zillionaires in this country had another fucking idea. They wanted it back what they had created, because they are the ones that Masonic Dirty Church Mafia. They're the ones that that first Congress that created that office of Attorney General, and this is the all be all and see all. Before an American national can do anything, they have to have permission from the government. No, we fucking don't. The fellow called up yesterday was talking about burn every fucking license. You do not need permission from this fucking government for how in the hell could anybody ever fall for a notion like, well, these are our public servants, and we have to get their permission before we can take a shit. I mean, does that work in logic anywhere? Does that work in reality anywhere? Because it doesn't. Just like this whole thing about, chief executive can't take dictatorial powers because the legislative branch ain't going to let them. Well, no, the legislative branch ain't going to take dictatorial powers either, because the 10th article forbids them from having any such authority through the 9th article of the fucking Bill of Rights that is ratified by the state of fucking Oregon. It is the supreme law in this fucking state. I have not followed one of their fucking directives since the beginning of this shit. I will never follow one of their directives, ever. Nothing that doesn't come from a common law court, it doesn't exist. It's just another fucking criminal in a different set of clothes coming to take something that belongs to me that they ain't going to get without, we're going to fight to the death over it. Because I will not just drop down on my fucking knees to any pencil neck piece of shit fucking communist like this fucking dyke, Kate Brown. Okay, let's see, where are we? Emergency effect. Brown said she would immediately appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court to try to keep the emergency order in effect. The order's out of effect. As soon as that came down from that judge, I mean, it's a bullshit administrative admiralty ruling, but it's still their ruling, and there is no goddamn state of emergency in the state of Oregon as I'm sitting here talking to you right now. Anybody can get up and do what they want. They can open their restaurant. They can do any goddamn thing they want, even in the admiralty, because this was an admiralty court, which can exist, which is an act of treason. I mean, this is so difficult to talk about at times because the treason has gone on for so long. They thought they could get it entrenched enough until they could just push it down the people's throat, finally. But the fucking people balked, just like they did back in 1775. It's just, you know, we've been fucking, even the little bit of freedom that's left, like if I want to get up and go to the goddamn beach and hang out, man, I can go down to the goddamn beach. But, you know, they just like there where you're that in Jersey, I heard that, you know, you can't drink a beer on the fucking beach. Or, you know, they start all these little fucking, these little dictates that they had no authority to make, you know, if you don't want me to drink on this beach as an individual, you got to take me into a common law court as in your singular person, not as an official. No official can operate inside the people's courts because the people are a higher authority. You're the fiduciary positions, because that's why they used to call them our public servants before they got real bold and came out and goes, well, we're just going to invoke our goddamn admiralty military fucking law through these private fucking Blackwater private agents of ours, and we're going to shove this down your goddamn throat. Well, it's the guys talking yesterday, you know, the police are really going, hey, we don't want to do anything. No, you don't want to fucking do that. because they're starting to see the 75% that don't go along, that don't never vote, that don't have never gone along with this shit, have always done exactly what they fucking wanted, and, you know, have the fucking guns to back their fucking play. And we do have the guns to back
it. On a 90-pound girl there on the beach in Jersey.
Yeah, there you go. You recall that, John, back when they beat the girl there in Jersey? The girl on the beach?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a pretty pathetic scene. I mean, we reported on it here, you know, and all those people stand. I'll tell you, I said it at the time. My mom would have attacked those fucking Nazi motherfuckers. She couldn't have stopped herself. I mean, I wonder what happened to people. But, you know, it's the people that'll fight. They're not, it's like any place else. Man, you got people come out all the time. I'll fight. Push them and mess with them. Don't fucking be a blah, 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 blah. It's that quiet son of a bitch who doesn't say a goddamn word. And then you come up and you fuck with him and fucking, I mean, he doesn't, you're expecting to get some mouth that you can throw some mouth back at, and you're just going to bluff your way through it. But the son of a bitch has then knocked your ass out and's on top of you, beating you into the fucking ground before the first word even came out of your mouth. You led with your fucking chin, you stupid son of a bitch. And that's what these assholes are doing. The reason you see this, like, we'll let this restaurant open up today at 50% capacity. You're still in violation of the fucking law, you son of a bitch. They're trying to, like I said, they've thrown a ton of shit against the wall, and they're trying to see how much of it will, that they can keep sticking there. And then using this thing with the fucking, the legislature. Well, the legislature can violate the fuck out of your fucking rights and fucking order you about. No, they fucking can't. This fucking Bill of Rights, I mean, in hand. Some son of a bitch sent me an email, wanted to give me a t-shirt, John. And there was these t-shirts here, and wanted me to know, you know, they sell fucking bullets, and they're going to put some t-shirts out. They had one of Teddy Roosevelt and these motherfuckers, you know, Trump tards. I wrote him back, and I told him he wouldn't know freedom and liberty if it bit him on the ass, and I wouldn't wear one of his fucking t-shirts if I was out in the middle of the desert baking. I swear, they are so desperate, man, to latch on. They see this power. They're seeing across this country a mighty power. And every time that I, you know, when I see four or five broadcasts of it, like in the morning on the stupid box, I know that it is escalated. It has escalated to the point to where they do not want nobody, just like this asshole. By the time that this guy came back up, you know, they had Trump up and he talked about the, whatever that drug is, the malaria drug he's taken and everything, and that he had consulted back with his, and he had decided when this, man, when I heard that cocksucker say, the doctor decides the treatment. You don't decide my motherfucking treatment. I mean, the arrogance of these son of a bitches. You think that white fucking code to stop fucking, you know what? It's just like this. I got this other one here with Bill Gates, you know, wanting to, new vaccine that will rearrange your fucking DNA. You know what will rearrange your fucking DNA? A 240 grain hollow point right on the end of your nose, and your DNA will be rearranged on the wall behind you, you motherfucker. Because that's what you're fucking with here. I don't care if you're wearing a white coat or a black fucking uniform. You come to fuck with, fucking take, you're going to stick a needle in me, do a medical procedure on me without my consent. You're going to find out that everybody doesn't drop to their fucking knees and fucking and just cower down. Well, come on, wait, might as well rape my wife while you're here. There's my daughter. Rape my, well, fuck, rape the dog and then shoot it. Stand or fucking get on your goddamn knees, people. And the people aren't getting on their goddamn knees like they were supposed to. The people are saying, fuck no. They learned that word. They finally learned the magic word, no. And then they're looking at the Bill of Rights. That's why they're trying to steer, like just like this fucking judge right here. Everybody's supposed to look at this and go, victory, victory. This ain't no fucking victory. They're telling you that the legislature can still fucking order you about and violate your fucking rights. That they can give you an order without due process of the fucking law. And that they can enforce it with a private goddamn army that they have created that answers to them and them only. And that operates outside of its very existence is a violation of the 9th article of our Bill of Rights. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
They are declaring themselves your rulers, and you their property. Go and arrest them. They are guilty as fucking sin of sedition and treason against the people and their authority and the fucking written ratified law of the Bill of Rights. That is law.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny, and Henry Shively. It is now time for the tactical... Well, I forgot to do the song. Anyways, that was Enforce the Bill of Rights by Spirit of 76 that we listened to there at the break. And... that being said, the Word from the Trenches is hosted by John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny, and Henry Shively. It's time for the tactical report, so John, you have the floor.
Okay, Henry, thank you very much, as always. Continuing on, I am John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. It is Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. It is 15:37 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:37 to all you civilians out there, and to all you Trump tards, Mickey's little hand is past the 3, and his big hand is, well, right about near that 8 somewhere. Yeah. All right, let's get moving here. I want to cover a couple of things. I do want to get into tactics, and I just got to mention this. This was such a great article over on King World News. I recommend you go over there and read it. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I could actually spend probably three or four shows or even an entire week just discussing this and the legitimacy of this article. Man who predicted the global collapse just warned these eight sectors will be devastated as global carnage intensifies. Now, I read it yesterday, but I just want to read this opening paragraph because I can't emphasize again how correct this is. And this is by Egon von Greyes. He's out of Switzerland. Again, Switzerland is the gold processing country of the world for the most part, or at least from my understanding. Most countries send their gold to Switzerland to be refined into those kilogram bars, into the 10 kilogram bars, into those 1 ounce bars, into the half ounce bars, and so forth. Switzerland actually processes, from what I understand, or it used to be, I don't know if it's still true, it used to be something like 85 or 90% of the world's gold was refined through Switzerland. Again, I don't know if that's still true, but it certainly was not that long ago. Okay, the opening paragraph. It drives you absolutely mad to see the whole world living a lie. And we're not just talking about financials either, people. Almost everything we have been told our entire life has been a lie. How can anyone believe that the fake world the Fed and their fellow central banks have created has anything to do with reality? We have fake money, fake markets, fake companies, fake banks, fake interest rates, fake income, fake pensions, fake Social Security, fake wealth, fake bailouts, fake buildings, fake holidays, fake cars, etc., which create false lives for most of us, especially in the West. All of these fake material values have also created the false moral and ethical values. Now, when he talks about fake cars, now obviously the car you're driving isn't fake, the building you're living in isn't fake, but the process by which it was created was entirely fake, and one of the indicators of that is the insurmountable creation of debt that exists in the world. In fact, there is more debt right now, as I'm speaking, than has ever existed in all of human history combined, all the way up to almost the Vietnam War now. You take from the very beginning of when mankind first used anything that looked remotely like this process we call money, and we don't even know exactly when that was because there was no record keeping in the beginning. You know, it was basically tribes against tribes for the most part, but at some point they started trading amongst themselves, and at some point something kind of took on the role of money or currency, not currency, but certainly money. It probably had to be real and tangible. But at some point they did start using things like beans and seashells and stuff like that for trading, and that was the kind of the first form of money. But you take everything that was used and considered as some form of money, and the idea of an IOU, I'll give you this now and you're going to owe me something back later. You take all of that and you take it from the beginning of mankind's history all the way up to probably about 1977 or so, put it all together, and it does not equal the amount of debt that exists right now at this moment. In fact, from the time this show started till now, which was 41 minutes ago, the entire world's debt has increased by dozens of millions of dollars, if not $100 million. And that's going on second by second. This system is going to explode. And that's what he's talking about, that the illusion that everything we're creating has a real backing to it. No, it doesn't. It's all debt. Everything that you're invested in is debt. If you own any kind of paper asset, it is a fraud. It is a fake. And when this system crashes, what you thought it had value of is going to disappear overnight. In fact, in less than overnight, it will disappear in a matter of seconds. As fast as a computer system could wipe out its insisted upon value, when in fact it has an intrinsic value of zero. I can't emphasize this enough. All right, going on. Another interesting article over in King World News. I'm only going to read first line. Again, by Egon von Greyes. And it is, silver continues to surge along with food inflation. And he said, the price of silver continues to surge along with food inflation. And, of course, he has a chart right there. Houses have basically doubled in just the last few months. And that's only the beginning. You're going to see the real in inflation, that is the cost of things to buy, like food and basicness. Speaking of the price of energy, I took a quick look before, and the oil was up to about $28, if I remember right, $29 a barrel. So it is starting to creep back up. It is now seeing at least a production cost for many countries. But it's still not there, but it is creeping up, and it's going to continue to creep up. And when the price of oil starts getting up around $50, $70, $90, $100 a barrel, now the price of producing everything on the planet has just gone up. And it's going to keep going up, and it's not that the price of oil has gone up, it's the purchasing power.
John. John.
Of the dollar. Yes.
You're cutting out, and Laura said the other day it's because your speakers are too loud. I don't know if that's what's doing, okay, but we're missing whole sentences here. Are you there?
Hello?
Yep.
Check. Is that good?
Okay.
Perfect.
I don't know if it's I'm overloading the bandwidth, or was it I bumped the gain knob on the vocal processor, which is possible because it's a little portable unit and I move it around on my desktop sometimes. All right. Sorry about that. All right. Thanks for letting me know, Henry. All right. So we were talking about the increase in prices, which are coming. So you've got to think about how you want to allocate your limited resources that you call money. It's actually currency, to buy what you can while you can afford, why you can get much more for exchanging that currency now than 6 months from now or a year from now. All right. And here's another indicator of the hogwash of how this is all being manipulated besides the coronavirus. And it's interesting they call this virus the coronavirus, which means crown in Spanish. That's what corona means. Because I do see that it's these New World Order, these elites, these international communists crowning themselves. They are our leaders, aren't they? Or at least they think they are. And, of course, they got to have some kind of ceremony to emphasize that. Well, this seems like a good ceremony. They're having people all around the planet walk around with their slave muzzles on, except the very elite themselves, you notice. And, of course, they're making a little issue about that in the news, but not much. All right, we talked about Dershowitz here, this douchebag wits, Harvard School emeritus professor. And he said, and I'm going to quote him here, "Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread the disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. And you have no right to open up your business," he said. Well, douchebag wits, I think I have every right to beat your fucking ass into the dirt until you are dead, 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 dead. You are a treasonous piece of garbage, and by the mere act of proving you are a treasonous piece of garbage, that means you are susceptible to death. I can't wait to see scumbags like him get killed. I just can't wait. We got to purge this country. We've got a lot of shit in the pipe, people. And this Dershowitz, this douchebagwitz, is just one of them. There's a lot of them. So there's a lot of killing to go around. So get your mind right. You have to become a butcher, a slaughter master. Because you got to get efficient about killing all these communists, because there's an awful lot of them out there. Now, fortunately, there's a lot more of us patriots, but that doesn't mean there isn't work to go around. So get your mind right, because it's tiring cutting people's heads off, strangling them to death, just beating their face into the dirt until they don't breathe anymore. It takes a bit of energy. Yes, it's a lot of fun, but it takes energy. Going on, how they're going to maybe create a food crisis. And this is over in the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times. I say Epoch. U.S. hog farmers face euthanizing millions of pigs as meat plants remain non-operational. So wait a minute. You've got perfectly live animals here, but because you can't kill them in a meat plant, you have to kill them on the farm and let the food rot, is what this article is trying to basically say. Well, let me guess here. They're living animals, and if you don't kill them, they're going to live. Why can't you just let them live a little bit longer, keep feeding them, they'll get bigger, they'll get fatter, and actually each hog would become worth a bit more because they're sold by the pound. So why can't you just defer the process of sending them to slaughter until these so-called meat processing plants do reopen, which, by the way, was supposedly done under one of these executive dictates by Trump, who declared all these food processing plants to be essential businesses. Essential industry for the country, which means that it can't be shut down even if they have a so-called confirmed case of the crowning virus. It's nonsense, people. That's all it is. All right, let's get into how this is going to evolve, the shit fight that's coming. We have plenty of examples in the history book, but I like right now, there is an article over in the Free Thought Project, and the article is, 100 years ago today, a massacre ignited a civil war that America has forgotten. Now, I disagree with this. It was not a civil war, but it certainly was a localized, a regional shit fight, and that was between the coal miners in West Virginia and the corporations who basically said all the coal miners were nothing more than their slaves, and they had no right to insist on better working conditions, safer working conditions, a living wage, and stuff like that. And so it initiated a confrontation. And so what did they do? Well, these corporations brought in their corporate cops. And who were they called? Oh, let me see what they got right here. It's actually a fairly long article. I would love to do the whole thing, but it would just take way too long. So I'm gonna send Henry the link to post up on the website, and I recommend people read it, because what happened is it did erupt into a local confrontation between the people who were just trying to survive, and of course the corporate law enforcement, and it went on for years. This wasn't a battle that was over in a couple of days or a couple weeks or a couple of months. These battles went on for years up in these mountains in West Virginia. Let me see. Who did they bring? Oh, yeah, here it is. The Baldwin Phelps Detective Agency. And these guys were going in. These were the high paid for merc back then. It says, founded in the early 1890s, Baldwin Phelps Agency originally oversaw security operations for the Norfolk and Western Railway Company. But by 1910, railway robberies had significantly. In 1912, Baldwin Felt agents were employed to break the Paint Creek Cabin Creek strike. Yeah, and that was the coal mining strike. And, of course, it was said it was organized by the famous labor activist Mary Mother Jones Harris Jones. They call her Mother Jones, but her real name was Mary Harris Jones. And so it goes on talking about the kind of confrontations that went on. And finally, of course, they actually did send in troops at some point. By West Virginia Governor William E. Glasscock. Gotta love these names sometimes, how they're so appropriate. Declared martial law and sent in 1,200 troops to confiscate the miners' weapons. See, what happens when the miners resist working, they didn't have a lot in the way of firearms. But when they saw what was coming up, they started arming up, just like you see right now. Gun stores being sold out of ammunition, being sold out of guns, bought up by all the local people. Well, you know what? These little dictators, these governors, they started getting nervous. So he sent in 1,200 troops to confiscate their weapons. Gee, what does that sound like? Oh, yeah, Lexington and Concord, where General Gates was supposed to confiscate the weapons from the colonists. You see, this template has been applied over and over and over throughout history. And what it basically runs down to is it turned into a guerrilla war. And that's how it's going to start, people. That's how this is going to evolve. It's going to evolve from small confrontations, people resisting, people refusing to comply. Then finally, there's going to be some physical confrontations. It's going to start off as isolated incidents. Then those isolated incidents are going to increase in frequency. Then they're going to increase in geography. Then people are going to start using guerrilla warfare tactics, because this communist insurgency, this enemy force and occupation that stupid people call a government, they're not going to let that go. They're going to call in the troops. They're going to call in the National Guard. They're going to militarize the local police, as they've already been doing with the, was it the 1033 program? I forget the number it was now, where they were giving local police military-grade equipment. This is what it was for, people. They are here. We have reached the line. This is, what was that river? And the line of demarcation, the Rubicon. This is the Rubicon River, people. The government's right there on one side. We're on the other, and we're each waiting for the other one to cross over the water. And then the shit fight starts, the real shit fight. Bullets flying. People in uniform don't matter. Blow their fucking brains out, because the cops, they're not here to protect you. They're here to protect the communism, the communist invasion, the communist overthrow of this country. That is what Blackwater mercenaries, the cops, are for. They're not here to protect you. here to protect the Constitution, here to enforce the Bill of Rights. They're here to violate it. They're here to violate. And if they got to kill you and your family because you refuse to submit, that's exactly what they were given all the military-grade weapons for. I mean, and the way it's going to start off is of disparate, confrontational, singular incidences. The frequency will increase. People are going to start to organize. And then it's going to turn into all-out guerrilla warfare. There is no other way for this to evolve. I have thought about this over and over and over, looked through the history books, and it is always the same. Country is completely descending into tyranny, and people do start fighting back. Now, there are plenty of examples where people didn't fight back, and you take Russia, communist Russia. Those were people who just submitted. Now, there were a few fighters, but because so much of the population just went along and allowed themselves disarmed, they had nothing more to fight with than some pitchforks. Well, pitchforks against fully automatic weapons don't go very far, but that's not the case here. Now, is it? We've got some of the best equipment in the world. In fact, all the way up to any modern army, the average American is better equipped than ever was. You have more firepower in your hand than the entire Roman Empire had at its height. That's a pretty staggering thought. Now, they may be able to overwhelm you just because you can't reload your magazines fast enough, but guaranteed, if you're fairly quick, and you have a number of magazines ready to go, you'd be able to take hundreds, if not thousands, of them out before they just simply were able to overwhelm you because you melted your barrel down. But that's the nature of the fight that's coming, people. It's going to be guerrilla warfare style. And that's what you got to get your mind used to. You got to get to know your local resources, your local people, know the terrain, and know how to get around without using the major roads, because they're going to set up roadblocks. They're going to be using thermal imaging cameras, and they work very well, especially on long, clear passageways like roads, as opposed to someone creeping through the woods. You've got to know how to use stealth and prowl techniques to get around, because you're going to be ambushing them. And, well, they're not looking to be dead very quickly either. They're going to be looking for you. So you're going to have to get good at your guerrilla tactics. And the most important thing you can do when this starts is survive that initial contact, because very few people, if any, have any experience doing this kind of war, fighting this kind of fight, especially right outside their own door. So you've got to survive, because you need to learn. You have to survive that initial contact, learn from your mistakes so that you get better and better at it, and you can teach the other newcomers who are coming and joining the fight, and maybe at a later date, how not to get killed, because no matter how brave you are, doesn't do us any good if you get killed right away. You've got to stay around. You've got to stay in fighting condition, which means you've got to stay alive, which means you've got to fight smart. And we're going to talk about what smart fighting really looks like and sounds like the rest of this week, and hopefully all of next week too. So anyway, that's it for me, Henry. Back to you.
Right on, John. Excellent report. And you were talking about coal mining wars back in West Virginia. My mom grew up in Cabin Creek, West Virginia. And my grandfather Foster and his dad, my great-grandfather Foster, both fought in that war.
Oh, and did they? Now, did they tell you any stories at all about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pistols and billy clubs and... they actually were trying to go over to another place to, cause it was, they were union wars. They were trying to form unions. And, the corporation actually dropped fucking bombs on them from biplanes. And there was a fucking sheriff that finally came in that was gonna, you know, stood for the miners and the fact that they were being attacked by a fucking corporation. And they shot him dead on the goddamn steps of the state house.
Yes, that is actually mentioned in this article, if I could find his name. Mattawan Sheriff Sid Hatfield.
Yep. That was some real shit, man. Yeah, when I last saw my grandfather, I was probably about 16, but I never got to see him a whole lot because there was a continent between us. But, he talked about it, and he said it was just, he was disgusted. Because he said that everything that they had won, in these new contracts, they were just giving it up. Now the miners are in a bad way again. But those people, you know, they didn't understand that that fucking coal belonged to them. That they, I mean, the whole, you know, my mom, where she grew up there in Cabin Creek, I mean, you had the company script. It was the whole fucking nine yards. And my grandfather went in the mines when he was 12 fucking years old. And they were treated like fucking, like slaves. And they did finally just have enough of it. And then they tried to bring the scabs in, and that's when the fighting started. And it continued.
Oh, well, now, Henry, would that be like right now when they're bringing in all these foreign workers under these H-1B visas?
Very much like it, John. I talk about it all the time, the fact that our grandfathers would fucking, at least they'd fight for their fucking, for their food. For their, you know, their goddamn jobs. You tried to take a job from them, man. You were going to have a goddamn group show up with fucking guns and clubs and shit, and you were going to have, and they had, I mean, big battles. I mean, where the corporation, you know, the hired thugs. I mean, there, I mean, like hundreds of them going against hundreds of them in a, you know, and just in like a parking lot and fucking, it was some, you know, those people fought. Those people had fucking moxie, man. They wouldn't do, I mean, but then again, they didn't understand who they were. If they'd understood who they were and operated, you know, and fought for the goddamn ratified law that made what the goddamn coal companies, the robber barons were fucking doing to them, it was completely unlawful. And the fact that, you know, the buy-offs, that's when the Rockefellers were big to buying up the fucking all the oil and all that shit. If they'd understood that all of that shit belonged to them, and it was being confiscated without due process of the law, it would have been a whole different fight, and it might have turned into something real. But that's, you know, same kind of, same time, you know, Trotsky was over here, you know, he was in the in Canada, but come, you know, he's come down to the United States trying to foster a communist revolution here.
And well, he was living right in Queens.
Yeah, he was. And and you know, the forming of the unions and stuff, but the people just back then, same diff, they didn't understand who they were and that the goddamn country belonged to them and that they were filthy fucking rich. I mean, you're sitting there, I mean, they were bringing, you know, my first, on that side of my family, that's the oldest part of my family that's been here. They came here in 1668. Yeah, I've mentioned it before, from the book I read, you know, they were white and they were slaves. The British Parliament actually took a bunch of Irish and sent them over here, not as indentured servants, but as fucking slaves. And, you know, I got to believe that that's where the root of all that came from. And it took a lot, it took a whole, you know, like, just like this seems to be taking forever. It seemed to take forever for them too, but finally they just had a fucking enough. And when you reach that fucking point, I mean, even to them, it wasn't liberty or fucking, you know, putting your life, or putting your liberty above your life. It was fucking, they were starving you. They were treating you like goddamn slaves. And you could work in 16 hours a day. You couldn't, you're watching your family go hungry and end up owing them at the end of the week, you know, because you're working with their company script, their money that they created. Yeah, yeah. Quite an ugly deal, and like I said, it would have been better but there was nobody back there to educate in them days. I mean, the robber barons were having their way, just like this Bill Gates and these other motherfuckers think they're going to have their way right now. That Bill Gates, somebody needs to get that son of a bitch and just fucking hang him. He is guilty as fucking sin. That son of a bitch has never been elected by nobody, and he's fucking running parts of this fucking government, and we cannot allow that. Or we'll be right back to those goddamn coal camps and that fucking union script. I mean, their company script. Anyways, I was going to finish this.
Well, Henry, you know, I do expect that at some point you may see a Soviet style. They used to call them programs, P-R-O, programs. Mm-hmm. And this is where they were going in and just exterminate whole swaths of people.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's what the communists do. You know, you got the one hand of them, you know, the corporate communists. And then the other communists, you know, they love it, the facts, just like what happened with the union wars, you know, trying to start unions and shit instead of people just claiming their fucking natural birthright. This country belongs to me, motherfucker. Where is that, debt-free currency, because I intend to exploit that coal in that fucking mountain myself. Yeah, I mean, the dirty deals that they did, you know, they were buying people off and getting, you know, these leases on this coal that belonged to all of us. That means it was being confiscated from we the people and turned over to a handful of fucking robber barons for a penance of what it was worth, and it was being confiscated without that due process of law, that fucking Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights has always been the key. And that ninth article makes it fucking absolute. It can't be changed. That's why it can't, it, even today, that's what it's going to come down to, is that Bill of Rights. Right? They would like to have us, you know, having union communist wars, you know, wars for communism, because that's what that unionizing shit is about, is communism. They would love to have us have a civil war and kill each other off, because there's 70, because that big bulk of people that are popping their heads up right now, That these son of a bitches are trying to hijack, these corporate motherfuckers, these industrialists are trying to say, yeah, it's us, but once my shop's open, well, you're just a piece of fucking shit. And you talked about that meat that, you know, they were going to euthanize those pigs and stuff. Well, I just watched Trump. He had the ranchers and he had farmers and he had the good old boys. They were right there and he gave a fucking speech. And he just gave them $16 billion fucking dollars to make sure they don't lose a fucking cent. And he's going to purchase all that fucking meat that was going to be euthanized. And it's going to be cut up and it's going to be put in food boxes so that you and I can go like fucking beggars to the food bank and beg from our own fucking table. Go ahead.
First time listener here. He likes what you're saying.
Well, I thank you for that. At any rate, guys. We have made it to the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, under, I'm sure, worse conditions. But we'll be here nonetheless. And then until then, I mean, just, they're going to try anything they can to steer people away from that fucking Bill of Rights. And these goddamn, I don't care if it's a goddamn barbershop owner, or if it's a guy, a big rancher. I mean, they're talking about the family farmer. Yeah. Like, you know, I got some fucking problems myself with the censorship and the violations to my first article right. And I mean, violations to all of my fucking rights. I couldn't step in the White House. I got to think these are some fucking high fucking Masons. And you know, when, they had their little tiff there with China over the fucking, farming, you know, the farms were going to take a hit on the tariffs. Well, he went in and he replaced that money for them too. Hey, how about you give us that $16 million and we'll decide, we'll go buy those cows from those fucking ranchers. Only I'm not going to pay that processor over there. I'll take that son of a bitch. I'll go buy me a cow and I'll bring it right here in my yard and shoot the son of a bitch in the head, winch it up in a fucking tree and butcher it myself, and I'll get it for a song, because that's what we're going to need here. We ain't got no, the thing is, people aren't going to have no money. They're going to try to make beggars out of you. You're getting that meat that you just paid all them billions for in taxes, in your tax money. You're going to go down there and you're going to look like a fucking beggar getting a box of food so you can fucking eat, because you ain't going to have no goddamn money, because this thing is going down the fucking tubes, isn't it, John?
Oh, absolutely, Henry. I can't emphasize that enough.
All righty. That being said, that is The Word from the Trenches. See you guys tomorrow.